Eating and drinking indoors in restaurants and bars, is that okay now?
No, it's still not okay. If you're not vaccinated, please get vaccinated as soon as vaccine becomes available to you. And if you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations.
Or gang activity. You should also avoid gang activity and any major international crime syndicates like the Cuomo crime family, for example. Just to name one, that's only one. Although I did see on the, what was it on yesterday, Mike? It was on Face the Meat with Chunk Todd over there on NBC. He's a former Democrat campaign staffer. His wife is a Democrat Party operative. They take in millions from the Democrat Party every election cycle, do quite well off the party. And the party does quite well off of Chunk. Yeah, yesterday Chunk had some, boy, he had some humdingers, didn't he? We got some audio from Chunk yesterday. He's a political operative, you know. But I actually watched the program. It's a terrible thing. It's awful. You shouldn't do it. If you find yourself on the brink of doing it, turn back. Don't watch that show. It's a terrible, awful, horrible show. And Chunk is, he's perfect for the role, actually. Well, happy Monday to you. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. We had a beautiful weekend in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, weather-wise. The place is full of crazy people, of course, but the weather was nice, so you got that going for you. And we're, of course, at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. It was remarkable to see this whole Chunk Todd thing yesterday. They did. He had his pal Anthony Blinken, Tony Blinken, Blinken, Stinkin', and Not. And he's the Secretary of the entire Department of State. And he was on there. He said, what about the origins of this, COVID virus from the city of Wuhan in China? You think the Chinese did a good job of fessing up on that? And Blinken, Stinkin', and Not. He said, no, I don't think they have. And that World Health Organization thing, you know, that study, that whatever it was, that investigation, it solved nothing. They actually agreed. They agreed with one another on that. It's fascinating. Chunk Todd also, not a very bright man, let's face it. I mean, look at him. He's always curling his lips in his mouth. He's tapping his foot nervously like he's about to lose his job all the time. And it's terrible. I was watching his bouncing leg yesterday. Followed the bouncing leg. It was kind of weird. And he said he was talking about Joe Biden's new, what is it, $2.7 trillion infrastructure bill. I think it's $1 million a job. They're going to take $2.7 trillion, and then they're going to create 2.7 million jobs. I think that's $1 million a job, isn't it? A million jobs, and 2.7 million, and 2.7 trillion. It is, it's a lot of money per job. Whole lot of money. And Chunk, he said, that's not, he didn't say it was $2.7 trillion. He said it was $4 billion. He said, I don't know why he said that, but he said it right at the beginning of the show. It was in the teleprompter. It was written and it was approved by producers. And then he said it's a $4 billion infrastructure bill. It's $2.7 trillion. He said it's neither 2 nor 2.7. He didn't say any of these words. He didn't say trillion. He said it's $4 billion. I don't know what planet these people live on. It's pretty amazing stuff. But I was watching this and I was amusing myself on one level, and it's completely insane. On another level, that this passes for network news people. They pay them millions of dollars a year to be wrong about everything all the time. It's quite remarkable. We also had plenty of riots over there. We had, you see the protests in Frederick, Maryland. There were protests in Frederick, in scenic and quiet Frederick, Maryland. A bunch of crazy people out in the streets of Frederick chanting this anti-police stuff. You know, was it pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, or was it a new one? I think it was a different one. They're chanting this. And then in Tacoma Park, Brain Coma Park, they had a protest there, too. Nobody's really sure of it, but it was anti-police. We know there was anti-police. And the one in Frederick, anti-police. And then riots in Minneapolis over the weekend because the Democrats, very angry. 20-year-old young man pulled over by the police. Turns out either a warrant or multiple warrants out for his arrest. Police were hoping that he'd cooperate, but instead he jumped back in his car and took off in his automobile, and he was shot by the police. And he went careening down the street. and crashed the car and then into somebody else's car, innocent person. And the young man was killed by the police, so naturally looting is in order anytime that happens. And so a lot of places were looted, the Walmart and a shopping mall and other places. At drug stores, the liquor stores, you know, the usual targets were looted. And looting, it was all looting, and lots of angry people yelling, no justice, no peace, and stuff like that. Justice, apparently, is you're wanted on a number of warrants. You pulled over by the police, you take off, and high-speed chase in suits, and then you crash into a school bus full of little old ladies. And something that, why would a school bus be filled with little old ladies? I don't know. But crash into the school bus with little old ladies and kill everybody. The Democrats are always on the side of the guy fleeing the police in a high-speed chase. Police are always on the side of the heroin dealer, always on the side of the guy hanging out to beat up the community watch guy because they think he's gay. You know, the hands up, don't shoot. Oh, they were doing hands up, don't shoot in outside of Minneapolis yesterday, too. They still do this hands up, don't shoot thing. Never happened. Hands, another fiction, another falsehood. Hands up, don't shoot. So there were riots and, tear gas and flashbangs and looting and attacks on the police and on the police station. The mob attacked the police station, too. But that's okay because, you know, why would that be? Why would that be an issue? The news media is on the side of the rioters. I saw it on both on MSNBC and CNN. Today, they're with the rioters and not with the police because they're anti-police because they're Democrats because they're CNN and MSNBC are Democrat organizations, and so they're anti-police, and that means they're anti-law and order. And by the way, homicides are up. What are homicides up, Michael? 25% across all of our major cities, the overwhelming majority of our major cities, homicides are through the roof. Guess who's being disproportionately impacted by the spike in homicides across the country? Just in case you're wondering. It's an interesting thing. Also, what do we have? Multiple police officers shot. Is it just today in Georgia? One police officer shot in the head and two more injured. And CNN and MSNBC will not be covering that. Because they're on the side of the gunman. That's the reality. Carroll County in Georgia, all kinds of crazy violence. One officer shot in the head, two additional officers wounded. And in Georgia, it's still kind of breaking news now. And CNN is not breaking it because they don't care. You know, hey, they're like, hey, people get shot every day. Just kind of like, what do they care? They don't care about that stuff. What do we have? We had last week we were talking about, it was the Daily Mail, I think, broke more news about Hunter Biden because the Washington Post isn't going to do any stories on that, neither is CNN or MSNBC. But the Daily Mail, they got a hold of more pictures off of the laptop, and apparently it's Hunter Biden with, what's the correct word? Prostitutes, plural, two, and engaged in, you know, the kinds of things you might imagine. And the pictures were made available. Somebody tweeted them out, and they've been banned. Say that the Twitter people, they banned them, just like they banned the stories before the election in an effort to sway votes or to make sure that votes were not swayed, perhaps. But the Twitter people, they banned. You can't put out photos of the Biden family if they're not flattering. If they're flattering, you may put out. But this is like the Soviet Union. It's some kind of future shock. Dystopian present that we're living in. Forget about the dystopian future. We've arrived. Ding, ding. And remarkable stuff. And who is it? Food and Wine. Food and Wine magazine. I love the story from Food and Wine magazine. The difference between yams and sweet potatoes. You're familiar with yams and sweet potatoes? Neither one of these is one of my favorite foods. I'm not, hey, let's have some yams tonight. I've never said that. Sweet potatoes are orange. I like all kinds of potatoes except sweet potatoes. I don't think they're even potatoes. I like real potatoes. I'm Irish enough where I know the difference. And real potatoes are good. Sweet potatoes are not really potatoes at all, not as far as I'm concerned. They're the wrong color, the wrong texture. They don't taste very good. I don't like them. Some people put them on the table at Thanksgiving. I don't eat them. So fair warning if we ever end up at the Thanksgiving dinner table together. Here's the headline at Food and Wine magazine. The headline is, the difference between yams and sweet potatoes is structural racism. You know, it's people always used to say you can't make it up. You don't have to make it up. They make it up. And all you have to do is read it. These people are mentally ill. There is an epidemic of mental illness. What we need is a massive nationwide mental health intervention for liberals because I think every single one of them has gone completely insane. It's really nuts. Food is racist. So, I mean, really, this could lead to more, what do you call that, anorexia? Is that what you call it? Yeah, anorexia nervosa. This could lead to more anorexia nervosa. Because you can't eat, it turns out that food is racist, and the difference between yams and sweet potatoes is structural racism. Who doesn't know that? Everybody knows that the difference is structural racism. Come on. It says the confusion goes, goes all the way back to the transatlantic slave trade. Well, your confusion goes all the way back to the transatlantic slave trade, perhaps, but that's Food and Wine magazine. They want to get in on the action because, you know, they want to be left behind, not by this stuff. Extraordinary stuff. Did you see the Marxist co-founder woman of Black Lives Matter going around buying millions and millions of dollars in real estate? She's a real estate magnate, a mogul. And apparently they're all her houses, and she lives in them, multiple houses, millions of dollars. Okay, it's only $3-point-something million in houses. And she's quite happy, I think, because she's, you know, Black Lives Matter and millions of dollars. It's a pretty good deal. It's quite a thing. What is the other? There was another funny story over the weekend. Well, funny being a relative thing these days, of course. But, you know, the CDC came out last week, and they said that your likelihood, the possibility of your contracting the COVID death from a surface, is about 1 in 10,000. 1 in 10,000 is the likelihood of your catching, getting, you know, you touch a countertop or a door handle or something like that, about 1 in 10,000, right? And that means it's likelihood is, I think it is 0.0001. I think that's right, 1 in 10,000 likelihood of getting it off of a surface. And who was it? Adam Carolla pointed out, oh, that's interesting, because if you had tweeted that out 9 months ago, you would have been banned. And that's absolutely right. And there were doctors who were saying that, and they were banned. They were banned from Twitter, and they were banned because they said something true. We live in a science fiction nightmare created by the left, and it's getting worse. In fact, in many ways, the front page of the Washington Post today, their lead story, in fact, upper right corner, CEOs prioritize voting rights. What is it? CEOs voting? Well, they can, you know, certainly vote any way they want. But they're talking about using corporations. This is more, it's more like fascism than it is like communism. You know, Hitler's Socialist Workers' Party made alliances with the oligarchs, with the powerful industry kingpins, and they allowed them to, you know, do what they wanted as long as they were loyal and faithful to the party. And that's what we're seeing now in the United States of America, from Jack Dorsey at Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook to now at Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines and Major League Baseball. Good idea, Major League Baseball. But here's the Washington Post encouraging more of that. Firms weigh action against state bills. That's a really good idea. You guys should get into politics and everything. And really, I want to know where you stand on Israel and Palestine. United Airlines, where do you stand on third trimester abortion? Do you believe that abortion right up to the moment of birth is the way to go? Because this is what you've done to yourselves. And when you hold a press conference, you should be asked about who you voted for and whether you support the Green New Deal. Because now you've declared yourselves, because the lefties just can't help it, to be political entities. And the Washington Post is fanning the flames here. They want to see more of this. Firms weigh action against state bills. Over 100 discuss halting donations, investments, meaning going to states based on their various laws that the left agrees with. And it's always the left and only the left involved in all of this, because conservatives aren't engaged in this because we like to live and let live and allow people to live their own lives as long as you're not going around killing people and things like that. This is a wacky time, no doubt about it. Also, front page story in the Washington Post, facing defiant GOP. You mean the GOP, the Republicans aren't rolling over for the Biden agenda? Biden redefines bipartisanship. And when they say, it's the front page of the Washington Post, and when they say that, what they mean is that they use the word, but they don't know what it means, as is so often the case, that they've thrown out the definition of bipartisanship, of court packing, of infrastructure. You know, words mean whatever the party, capital T, capital P, wants the words to mean. That's how this works. And then Dr. Evil's Washington Post goes along with them. It's great stuff. We are at 888-630-9625. A lot of big stories coming up. Crazy people just gave me another bucket full for today.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yes. Well, it was a beautiful and a wonderful weekend. Had dinners with friends at restaurants and beautiful weather. My best girl and I, you know, being normal, good stuff. We didn't riot, didn't loot, didn't attack any police stations or anything like that. A lot of Democrats did, though. Lots of Democrats around the country, they like to do that. They're the criminal party. They're the party of criminals, which is why they want to extend the vote to everybody currently incarcerated in jails and prisons. Okay, you know, Joker Tsarnaev, who blew up the Boston Marathon, they want to get the vote to him. They're pretty sure he's going to vote Democrat, and I'm pretty sure they're right. Sirhan Sirhan, he's in prison in California. They want to get the vote to Sirhan. Pretty sure that... That he's going to vote for them, and I'm pretty sure they're right. Tex Watson of the Manson gang, he chopped those people up, you know, Tate LaBianca, Sharon Tate, and all that stuff. And they're pretty sure he's going to vote Democrat when they get the vote to him. And I'm pretty sure they're right. I don't doubt that for a moment. I think they took a survey. I think they studied this stuff before they did that. So, again, more riots in the town of Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. I guess about 10 miles north of Minneapolis, where... They're standing by for more riots there because the left is a violent criminal mob in the street. And they burn and loot and sack and attack the police and attack police stations. They've really been emboldened in the last few years. It was Barack Obama and the Obama-Biden administration that really started the anti-police stuff. But there was a 20-year-old, and by the way, in case you're interested, African-American, who was old enough to be serving in the United States Marine Corps in Afghanistan. But instead, he was being pulled over by the police in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, and he had at least one warrant out for his arrest. And when the police sought to take him into custody, he decided that he'd jump in his car and go peeling away, peel some rubber, lay a patch, get out of there real fast, and he got shot by the police. I don't know how many times you need to see this movie, but this is pretty routine stuff at this point, and you know, I hear a lot about this. Well, you know, had my black parents have to have the talk with the kids. I got to tell you, the talk should include when you get pulled over and there's a warrant out for your arrest, don't jump in the car and drive away. Don't go around the side of the car and get a knife out from under the seat. Don't completely disobey all police orders. Just make that part of the thing because, I mean, again, I don't know. I'm supposed to respond very emotionally every time this happens. And in the meantime, New Mexico police released dash cam video of one of their police officers being murdered by a drug dealer.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers' world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, the Democrat Party is a violent mob in the street, and they've been rioting for I don't even know how long now. I lost track. Hundreds and hundreds of riots. Republicans have one little riot for 2 hours on Capitol Hill, and the Democrats are still talking about it yesterday. They were all over it yesterday. And it was funny. I was watching one of the Sunday morning talk shows. Might have been Chunk. Might have been Chunk Todd. Might have been one of the other ones. And they're going on and on and on and on and on about the January 6th melee on Capitol Hill. And they're still saying that five people were killed. Five people were killed in that riot. They left out that the coroner's report came out and found that two died of a heart attack. One died of a drug overdose. One was Ashley Babbitt, was shot to death by a police officer. That was ruled a homicide. That's ruled a homicide. And then the fifth is Officer Brian Sicknick of the U.S. Capitol Police. And here we are. What is it? We're coming up on 4 months later. We're really coming up on 4 months later. We're more than 4 months later. And we still don't have the autopsy results, and we still don't know what the cause of death was, because it's a political issue in Washington. And therefore, you know, but they're still saying, they're still pretending. And you know what else they left out? They left out that a radical left-wing black racist Nation of Islam suicide attacker actually, in a very clear-cut fashion, murdered a police officer about a week and a half ago. They left all that out. It was Chunk Todd and Chunk and his friends. They left out that part, that a U.S. Capitol police officer was clearly murdered in a suicide attack by a Democrat about 2 weeks ago, yet another suicide attack on the police. No suicide attack on members of Congress, too, by a Bernie Sanders volunteer with an SKS rifle. And none of that comes up. It never comes up in any of these discussions, because they're just Democrat Party crooks. Chuck Todd and the producers at NBC News and Meet the Press used to be a proud Sunday morning show. Now it's a joke with that Chunk Todd with his little Shakespeare in the Park beard, and he's constantly rolling his lips into his mouth and batting his eyes too hard, like he's sending an SOS or something, trying to send a signal out, and his arms are crossed too tightly, like he's very uncomfortable, and he's bouncing his leg, and he doesn't know what he's talking about, and he lies a lot too, and he's a complete fraud. You know, he's like that. He's Chunk Todd. But I was watching this yesterday, and yeah, they're going on and on. Yeah, those Republicans. And I don't know if you know this, but Republicans and white men are the biggest terrorist threat in the world and the international threat. And the U.S. government under Biden is going to do something about it, and the State Department under Tony Blinken going to do something about this terrorist threat from white men worldwide. And it turns out it's always been like this, but we're just noticing it now. See, I just learned that. Never mind crime statistics from the Bureau of Justice Statistics at the Department of Justice. never mind Washington Post reporting on the statistics having to do with the crimes, particularly homicides, perpetrated by race. Never mind any of that. Never mind that. Never mind the Nation of Islam guy who is a black guy who attacked and murdered a U.S. Capitol police officer about 2 weeks ago. Never mind that. And a suicide attack, yet another suicide attack. Never mind Ishmael Brinsley and officers Ramos and Lewin, New York, a suicide attack on the police. Never mind the attack in Dallas, five police officers killed, a suicide attack, Micah Xavier Johnson. Never mind the suicide attack on police in Baton Rouge. And never mind the one that was just, honestly, in Washington just a couple of weeks ago. They just write all of that out. That's never a part of the discussion. It's quite remarkable. Yeah. And never mind, honestly, never mind. You have to turn a blind eye to most of what's going on in order to be a Democrat these days, and that includes the corrupt media, too. New Mexico police released dash cam video showing drug dealer killing officer. Police officer Darian Jarrett was killed in the line of duty. And here's a photograph of the killer, and here's a photo. New Mexico State Police publicly released chilling footage showing fatal shooting of one of their officers on February 4th. The graphic dash cam body cam video shows Officer Darian Jarrett pulled over Omar Felix Cueva on I-10, Interstate 10, outside of Las Cruces during a routine traffic stop. It's a routine traffic stop. That's how it started. How it all started in Minnesota yesterday, too, a routine traffic stop. And here's the, you know, here's the problem, is that police officers are aware of the statistics, too. And the statistics are what the statistics are. And if you're a police officer, you're doubtless aware of these statistics. And that's why sometimes there is some racial disparity in policing, because there is a racial disparity in murder and in crimes being committed. And we should say that out loud, too, because it needs to be a part of the discussion. And certainly when it comes to police out there on the street every day, there is a statistical difference that is so overwhelming that it cannot be ignored. So in any case, here's the officer, I believe, is a Hispanic gentleman pulling over Omar Felix Cueva in a routine traffic stop. And the dash cam video shows, TMZ is reporting, Jarrett informed Cueva, the police officer, informed the police murderer, the cop killer, that he was stopped because his windows were too dark, the tint. I had my friend Jim was pulled over for that in Bethesda a while back, too. And then things became tense once the police officer asked the driver if he had any firearms in the vehicle. Seems like an out-of-line question, doesn't it? Jarrett reportedly saw a weapon inside the vehicle. Cueva stepped out, and he asked him to remove it. He said, remove the weapon for my safety. But then Cueva, 39, probably a gang member. The police say he has a violent criminal history. He looks like a gang member, including drug charges. And he had an AR-15-style rifle, all right? And then he jumped out of the vehicle and started firing at the officer. Hear the officer yelling, oh, expletive deleted, as he falls to the ground after being shot by this gang member in a routine traffic stop. And there's a criminal, you see, and it's the police. They're policing as a verb like that. Cueva then ran over and fired more rounds into the police officer, including one point-blank range to the back of his head, and fled the scene. That's an execution-style murder of a police officer. Now, this is not going to be on the news on CNN, and it's not going to be in the Washington Post. If it is, it's in the Digest. But this is the everyday reality for police officers. And when there was a routine traffic stop in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, over the weekend, that's how it started there. And there's a 20-year-old driver, and he's a black man, you know. And he was pulled over, and his mother says, his mother, because he called his mother on his cell phone, and before he fled the police in his car. And he said he was pulled over for having an air freshener hanging from his rearview mirror. And that's being spread far and wide by the news media. That's obviously not a cause to pull somebody over. So that's not why he was pulled over. But then there were riots and looting, and crowds gathered after the police killed 20-year-old black man at a traffic stop. Dante Wright said he was pulled over for having an air freshener on his rearview mirror. Now, the news media is just taking that and going with it as though it's true in some way. And in reality, it's completely absurd. After a while, the rioting was so severe, although it was mostly peaceful, I think, on CNN. I saw on MSNBC, the rioters were the good people, the looters were the good people, and the cops were the bad people. And there's no due process, there's no trial, there's no waiting. There is a rush to judgment. It's racist, it's anti-police. And honestly, it's getting really tired, isn't it? It's getting really old. And I know that, you know, Black Lives Matter, they, like these people go buy multi-million dollar houses. They say, well, you know, young black men being shot by police getting pretty old too. And then I'd say, well, let's review, you know, would you like to review case by case? Because I've been tracking this pretty closely over the years. And honestly, you want to go case by case? There are some terrible situations. There are some tragic situations. If you take all the tragic police shootings, not the perfectly justified police shootings, and lump them all together, I don't think it adds up to like 1 week in Baltimore when it comes to the melee and the murder and the mayhem in Baltimore alone. We're a nation of 330 million people and 3.5 million square miles with lots of big cities and lots of crime and lots of gangs and lots of drugs. And it's tough out there, not just for a pimp, but for police officers, too. And honestly, the Democrat Party is just on the wrong side of everything. They are, you know, it's part of the fundamental transformation of America from a civilized country into an uncivilized country. So video footage shows loud bangs at a protest in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. It's a riot. The media like to call it a protest. After police killed 20-year-old black man at a traffic stop. Actually, he was back in his car fleeing the police. Officers in riot gear used rubber bullets, flashbangs, and chemical irritants. Well, we know that that those are lethal, right? On the protesters, the Reuters news agency reported, Minneapolis Star Tribune reporter Andy Mannix, also tweeted from the scene that police were using gas and flashbangs. Yeah, Mannix is his name, Mannix. You can see him going up that coal conveyor belt now. He's a reporter there. Police have not formally named the victim of fatal shooting. The family of Daunte Wright said that he was shot dead Sunday afternoon after being stopped for a traffic violation. And the governor there, a Democrat in Minnesota, came out and immediately took the position, the anti-police position, because he's a Democrat and they're not on the side of the police. They're on the side of the criminals. They always are. So Minnesota police deploy National Guard after protest police killing of a man during a traffic stop. And again, it's a terrible thing. But, you know, here's what you do. Don't jump back in the car and race away while trying to run over the cops. See, that's just, you know, that's my helpful tip for the day. I'm like Heloise. You don't even have to mail it in to me like Dear Abby. I'll just tell you right here. When you get pulled over by the police and there's a warrant out for your arrest, don't jump back in the car and speed away and try to run them over. Just saying. But the governor there, Democrat Tim Walz, he identified the man in Sunday's killing as Daunte Wright. And he said, Gwen and I assume that's his wife. I'm just guessing. With Democrats, it might be his girlfriend, and everybody's fine with that up there. Could be an employee that he's dating while his wife's at home. Gwen and I are praying for Daunte Wright's family as our state mourns another life of a black man taken by law enforcement. Well, thanks for the helpful tweet there. Again, if I'm a police officer in Minnesota, I'm probably not a police officer in Minnesota. I think I'm probably going to leave. So there is another. There it is. I am closely monitoring the situation in Brooklyn Center. And as we're praying for Daunte's family, mourns yet another life to a black man. Well, would you be happier if the police officer had been run over by Daunte speeding away in his car after being pulled over while there is at least one warrant and apparently multiple warrants, according to some reports, multiple warrants out for his arrest? But the Democrats are just honestly the party of anarchy and looting and the party of cop killers. Let's be honest. They're the party of cop killers. That's why they're so thrilled when they decided they could blame the tragic death of Officer Brian Sicknick, U.S. Capitol Police, on Trump supporters. That's why they're sawing this log over and over and over again, because at long last, they've got a Trump supporter they can blame for a cop killing. They know that pretty much every other one is a Democrat, and the rioters and all the anti-police injuring thousands of police, attacking police stations, setting them on fire, locking the doors from the outside. You know, this is pretty typical behavior these days, and it doesn't get a lot of coverage on CNN or elsewhere, but pretty remarkable stuff. All right, Michael, let's go to a little bit of audio from, let's go to soundbite number one. Soundbite number one. This is mostly peaceful protests in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Beep the police. We have to beep out what she's saying about the police because of FCC regulations. And again, it's tragic that a 20-year-old was shot by the police. It's tragic that he had warrants out for his arrest. It's tragic that when he's pulled over by the police, he jumps back in the car and races away and gets shot. It's all tragic. And what's more tragic is that the Democrats, and that includes the news media, immediately form a lynch mob to go after the police. And then the lynch mob takes to the streets, of course, and then the media is on the side of the lynch mob in the streets. It continued from there, tear gas and flashbangs. And again, the media will tell you that this is a perfectly legitimate form of protest. You remember Chris Cuomo at CNN saying, where does it say that protests are supposed to be peaceful? He's a lawyer. He's, his father is the, was the governor. His brother is now the governor. They're all lawyers. And he doesn't know what's in the First Amendment. And he's a multi-million-dollar-a-year journalist. And he's never read the First Amendment, or he's too stupid to know what's in it. He's Chris Cuomo. That's why they call him Fredo. It continued. The mayhem was throughout the city. There was looting. The National Guard was eventually called out because the Democrats are riding it. And they don't believe in due process. And, you know, the cop is always the bad guy, and the bad guy is always the good guy, the old Rolling Stones song. Just as every cop is a criminal and all the sinners saints. That's a Democrat Party thing these days. It certainly is. And it goes on and on. And let's see, what was looted, Michael? The Walmart was looted. There were all kinds of places looted. There was a shopping mall that was looted. A lot of looting. Looting is the, you know, in rioting, it's the voice of the unheard, unless it's on Capitol Hill, in which case it's an armed insurrection. How many firearms did they seize at that armed insurrection? None. The rioting continued. None. They seized none. That's how many. None. And in the meantime, as Victor shows, NBC News has the big story today. White Lives Matter rallies flop as hardly anyone shows up. That's because we're, like, busy being normal people. And, you know, it's something to watch. It's breathtaking. It's the Democrat Party. They have the people by the throat. And they're always on the side of, you know, Freddie Gray, the heroin dealer. Or, honestly, Trayvon Martin was waiting to beat up the gay guy. He thought he was gay, so he was going to beat him up. He's the hero of the story. Michael Brown, 6'5", 295 pounds, so stoned, the Washington Post theorized he might be hallucinating. And attacked the police officer in his car. He's the hero of the story. Last night in Minnesota, they had their hands up, and they're yelling, hands up, don't shoot. That never happened. There was never. That was a lie told by a friend of Michael Brown's and the news media. But here we go again. And the trial is still ongoing in Minneapolis. I think things are going pretty well overall. What do you think? We're at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, we're back. Yeah, I love this NBC News story, White Lives Matter rallies. People are described as neo-Nazis, and far right extremists, White Lives Matter. Because if you say White Lives Matter, you're a neo-Nazi or a far right extremist. White Lives Don't Matter is the message. But if you say Black Lives Matter and you burn city after city and loot, there was looting last night for the love of, then, you know, you're righteous because you're for justice. You're for justice. All right, let's go to nothing like a double standard. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. Let's go to Jeff calling from Columbia, Maryland. Jeff, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Great, Jeff. What do you say?
Early last year, before all the Wuhan stuff, I was having some breakfast with some colleagues, and the police came into the restaurant and approached my table and looked directly at me and asked me if I was carrying a firearm. And I said yes, and before I could even get out, I'm a concealed carry holder. They, you know, grabbed me, roughed me up a little bit, escorted me to the lobby, and then began to question me. You know, they pulled my arms behind my back, started to handcuff me. I started to resist, but then I thought better of that because I knew I wouldn't be able to overcome 800 pounds of police officers. Mm-hmm. So I relaxed, let them handcuff me. And then they, you know, I told him, I said, my sidearm is, you know, I said, I'm a concealed carry holder. My sidearm's on my belt, you know, and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, they, you know, I thought they were overreacting at the time. Long story short, after I filed a complaint with, you know, police, I had a meeting with the chief. And we sat down and they he told me that a week earlier, there had been an armed robbery at that same restaurant. So the police, so now I understood the police were on edge because they thought maybe another felony was going down. So, you know, once I understood the context, I go, oh, okay. And then I also found out that in the state where I live, as you know, one half of 1% have a concealed carry permit. So they assumed 99.5% that I was a felon. So once I understood all of that context, I said, oh, okay, you know, they did do a couple of things wrong. But, you know, knowing that, now knowing that they thought maybe they had another armed robbery going on, I can understand their, you know, heightened awareness.
Right. And it's a very tough and a dangerous job. And it's scary out there, you know?